Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Joy A. Williams, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Journey to the Resurrection series with a discussion on Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 50.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse focuses us on the betrayal that occurred in that same garden. It happened as Jesus was speaking to his disciples. In Matthew 26, verses 47 through 50, we read, "While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priest and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. In today's Bible verse, we see Judas leading an armed crowd to arrest Jesus. What should have been a warm greeting between the rabbi and his student became a bitter kiss. Judas's affection was false. His treachery was planned. This kiss was a neon sign pointing right at Jesus, saying, "Come and arrest the Savior." But isn't that what betrayal does? It lurks behind the pretense of what feels close and what should feel safe. If you've ever been on the receiving end of such treachery, you know the shock, the heartache, and the anger it can bring. And yet, Jesus shows us the divine response. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." One of the 12 had become one of his enemies, and yet Jesus still calls Judas friend. His love for Judas hadn't changed, even as Judas's betrayal must have broken his heart. You and I may wrestle with having this loving response to someone who betrays us. It may take us a while to process our emotions of feeling foolish or feeling victimized. It may be difficult to calm down from the outrage that someone close to us chose to become someone who harms us. But Jesus knew that even the most diabolical plot could never hinder the plan of God. All four Gospels give us an account of Judas's betrayal. Regarding Gethsemane, John chapter 8, verse 2 notes that Judas knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Luke chapter 22 and 48 tells us, Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Wow. this one of the 12, I wonder how often Judas heard the Son of God refer to himself as the Son of Man. In that moment, I wonder if a chill went up Judas's spine as a reminder that God knew his heart. But the malicious mob was naive. Regardless of their numbers, their swords, or their clubs, they were powerless to seize and arrest the Almighty God. It may be hard for us to understand his unfailing, never-ending love, but like a lamb led to the slaughter, Jesus let the evil plot unfold. He knew the bitter kiss didn't put an end to what was best for humanity. Likewise, the bitterness of life's experiences, they don't put an end to something better happening for us too. In his great love, Jesus died for the whole sword-yielding, club-holding bunch, but he also died for you and me. Bringing a mob to arrest Jesus may have never crossed our minds, but there is something we've said, thought, or done that puts us in desperate need of his salvation. It is the forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. But Christ's salvation is also peace and wholeness in the here and now. Friend, if you're hurting because someone betrayed you, Jesus knows exactly how you feel. If we're in anguish over the way someone has mistreated us, Jesus offers his healing to every broken and betrayed heart. As we receive the Lord's strength, we don't have to remain stuck in someone else's failure. Likewise, if you're listening today and you've been the betrayer, it may be hard to imagine being forgiven for the wrong you've done. But Jesus offers forgiveness as you repent of your sin, which means to turn away from the harmful, sinful behavior and turn your heart toward God. In these next few moments, let's all turn our hearts toward him in prayer. Dear God, thank you for taking what the enemy meant for evil and turning it around for our good. Thank you for knowing our heartaches and offering us your healing. May we receive your power to forgive and be free from someone else's failure. And Lord, for those who have betrayed someone, may they confess and repent of their sin and receive your forgiveness. Lead them even now in how to make amends with those they have harmed. But whether we are hurt or we've done the hurting, we all need Jesus. May we each cling to the salvation he gives. And this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.